I went over him, beginning of it with John Turner with Debbie, I guess, this Thursday late at supper at bedtime, the 31st of May, 73. John went over, beginning of the visit with John Turner with Debbie at late supper at bedtime after he's plowing this Thursday, the 31st of May, 73.
Come on in here.
I'm tired.
I bet you are.
You know that's something. I didn't know that kind of stuff was under that dirt. Gumbo.
Gumbo?
Yeah, that stuff like clay.
Oh.
And when it's wet, it's a mess, eh?
I bet. I kept seeing how the tractor would buck.
Spin,
like that?
That's right. It's hitting that stuff and it's just spinning that old clay. It's some kind of muck clay look like something.
Golly.
It
well,
was,
that's not in all the places, is it?
No, it means spots.
Yeah.
You hit a spot here and you hit a spot way around further. Right
yeah.
On around.
Hmm.
Need a distiller. That's exactly what you need for that leg. A distiller.
That would take care of that
oh,
clay?
It'll turn stump.
How's that different? What's it got?
It made like two big wheels and it don't do nothing but just turn.
Oh.
It just roll it over. See, it don't have a horn and plow it. It just roll it.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Roll all that on right on there.
Yeah. Have a seat, John. Right here.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a glass of milk?
Yes,
or coffee?
I always drink coffee.
All right.
I don't want to worry you.
That's right. I got some right here. Well, we say I didn't know whether you were going to plow till it got couldn't see and nothing or what.
I think not. I could see then getting dark. I didn't know. I thought I better come in.
Did that other gap get shut?
I shut it. I opened it and shut it.
Oh. It is hot. The horses might go up in there.
You.
Just go right ahead, John, because we've eaten.
Yeah. I love this food. That's nice.
They just.
Yes, ma'am. I've been over on the waking all day now after I come back. You know, I had to go pick them peas and that corn and tomatoes and all of that. I went over here and pick that after I made two trips to Ocala this morning.
You really been moving around today.
Then I'm going and carry the lady two box of oranges up there nearby the camp there.
Whew. Well, how's that car you're gonna
That car ain't no good no more. I done blown it up.
You've been driving it like that.
Well, that car had some done yesterday. My old truck wouldn't crank up this morning. Called me to make two trips to Ocala.
Get it running?
Yo, it cranked up after I come back home. I drove it one trip to Ocala.
Then you had to leave it down there?
It's home.
Yeah.
I got back home and got my car then.
Oh.
It won't run about 35 miles an hour or 40.
Uh-oh. That's not too fast.
Kill all my time fooling with it.
Hi.
Hey, Mudge, how are you?
I ain't anything, John.
I'm about to give out.
I've been going backwards. You've been to Ocala, eh?
Been there twice. Went down there and come all the way back home. Had to go all the way back.
You just forgot something.
No, the lady said he don't deliver. And they don't deliver stuff to you till on a Tuesday. See, we ain't got no way to keep no food, no. Like you want to keep it cool or something? We didn't have no fridge there or nothing. You know, my son-in-law landed us one day. He went to New York. He came back, and he said he needed it. So we give it to him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go buy me one then.
How about that deep freeze?
That's what she bought.
That's what she got?
Yeah, some great big. Let me see it. That stove in there about wide as it is.
No.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know what you're going to put in there. Unless you're going to kill them hogs and put them in there. Kill all them hogs and put them in there, ain't it?
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd come over and visit with you for a day or two.
Yes, sir.
Spend a week with you.
I'm just studying now how I'm going to kill that great big hog. That hog will be about 300 pounds there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to plant peanuts. Thinking to plant more peanuts.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Right in the same place. Done dug them and done dissed the land up.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, what do you know? Just two crops.
He got 30 crates.
Yeah.
$10 a crate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know?
I didn't know they ever brought that much.
Well, the last week they was bringing 12. $12 a crate. Mm-hmm. One fellow was picking 100 and 200 crates a day. That's
yeah.
money. But you got to get them early to get that money. Know how much okra was, don't you?
No.
$18 a bushel. Okra is still high, about $16.
Did you ever hear that before?
No, ma'am. Not lately. There just ain't no okra hardly. But there's some peanuts planted. You know, there ain't gonna be no price of peanuts directly. They'll be about $5 a six.
Mm.
So many of them planted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and everywhere you look, it's a big peanut season there.
I don't think they'll have too many.
Hmm?
They're gonna be short of everything, John.
No, the man that was selling them called, they called Gator Laws. No killer. He planted about 400 acres last year.
Yeah.
Didn't get them all together. He had to plow them up and shock them. Take that peanut picker and pick them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't get them together. The man can't get his oranges together over there to Citrus. Picking pineapples right on. Pineapple oranges.
Is that right?
Picking every day. The man come to the house for me to go, but I told him I can't pick no more oranges, not too hard.
Right in the middle of the summer.
Sure is.
Well, you know. Well, how do you count for that, John?
Huh?
Well, how you count for that? Still got pineapple.
The pickles wouldn't, nobody wouldn't pick them for him. Yeah, that individual don't know what he's paying a box of pickles. Make your guess. Your old guess.
Dollar.
Not quite. 80 cents.
Yeah.
80 cents
a box.
They fill up pretty fast, don't they?
Yes, but they put them in them old tubes. It'll hold 10 boxes, and you got to tow them back to that.
Oh.
That's a heap of weight.
10 boxes?
It'll hold 10 boxes. You got to, when you set it down, you can't move it no more. Until the tractor come move it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You got a hook on the front of that tractor, and it run right up and pick it right up. Carry
it
up for them.
Oh, that hook, that's nice.
Yes, sir.
Well, John just carrying a bushel of oranges. From where you pick it to that thing is work.
That's what I say. You got to tow them back to it. And if the tractor be gone, you got to tow them a long ways.
God.
They got plenty of them over there to pick yet. Grapefruit, too.
Grapefruit?
Yes, ma'am.
How's the price holding up for them?
The citrus and the price hold up, held up good for them this year. You heard them at the hook?
No.
Ain't he back in the hospital?
I didn't study it, but I haven't heard from him.
That's what my sister was telling me. She didn't give me no sugar, did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That's sugar.
Yes, ma'am.
You want some milk?
Yes, I mean. Ain't that
something? No.
Oh, I think we get that for the milk. I don't use much sugar, but I like to taste a little bit.
There's plenty.
No. How your little cow doing?
Let me tell you, John, I just don't understand it. The season has been just right for the grass.
Yeah.
That dry weather didn't hurt the grass at all. If anything, it made it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't, when it rains very much, the grass ain't as good as it is when it's a little drier, is it?
It sure must be not.
Well, that's the way it works. So they got so much that they got. And they're keeping it down.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I don't have quite enough cows.
I tell you, Bob keeping it down, that'd make it grow a little tender again.
Yeah. I could use, I don't know. Well, I could use quite a few more, but, I mean, of course, if I fertilize heavy, I could use twice as many, but just to keep the patches down, I need at least 10 more cows.
Yes.
With calves on them. They eat a lot more with calves on them.
Mm-hmm. All them, how many you say? About 15 more?
Yeah, I could use a few more.
It's a colored fellow out there, but used to run a store, man, on Southside Grocery.
Yeah.
He got about 50 head.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, you know, they used to say a fella make a good living on 50 head of cows.
Mm-hmm.
Brute cows.
Mm-hmm.
They're good cows.
He'll
well, they didn't have to be such good cows if they had a good bull.
Yes, sir.
And had something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get here quite in time to make a living on 50 cows. You can't do it now, can you?
No kind of it. The man I work with, Jonas, said he's going to buy about 100 head of goats. What are you going to do with them things?
A good sale for him. Tell me.
You talking about buying 100 head?
What you going to do with them before he buys it, before he sells them?
He said he don't want them for nothing but to eat up them bushes, he said. And as soon as he eat up the bushes, he got to barbecue.
Yeah.
See, the real barbecue. See, he got a whole lot of old vines and stuff around there.
Yeah.
Grapevines and all that. And he said he wants the cows and the goats to eat them up. He's talking about cows, but he changed your horn goats.
Yeah.
I told him them things to get out more than he could keep them in the pen.
Yeah.
But he said he can keep them in, but he'll have a job. I seen them things climb a fence like somebody in there.
Yeah.
You ever tried to raise any?
I'd be afraid to.
They can climb a fence?
And take his foot and stick it right up there and catch a limb and pull it right down. Just like somebody pulling it down. Take them foot and do it.
Why, John?
Yes, ma'am. Man, goat is something. I don't want to worry about no goat.
And 100 of them.
That's what he said he's going to buy.
Well, you'd need at least one good fence, wouldn't you, if you had goats?
He got a whole lot of new wire and new posts he bought out there. He got put up a fence around there, another fence.
Gee whiz.
He sure is. Got it already under the shed.
Wonder where he got the posts.
I don't know where he get that truckload of posts.
Mr. Palmer hadn't got any.
And he had a whole truckload there, on that shed. In them big bundles, you know?
Yeah. That's the way to buy them.
Yeah.
You're going to use posts.
He got enough posts out there. He got enough live oak posts out there to build any kind of fence.
Yeah.
On his property.
That's it.
But I don't reckon he's going to take time to get them. I mean them hard oak posts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I don't like about that much longer up there and I'd get through with that place. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Up here? You still got a little to do?
Yeah. You know that's a bigger field than you think. It's larger than you think it is.
I tell you what, when I run into that gumbo, I wouldn't plow it. All it does is make a ditch.
If I don't plow it, it's all the way through it.
I just lift the plow and let her...
Okay.
And let her stay flat, if she will. See, I'll have to go up there and harrow it down. It won't ever get out.
It sure won't, no. Because it's throwing up a heap of them lumps. It ain't that gumbo.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Just skip the gumbo. Wherever you get in that car, just skip it.
It'd jump out the ground, but I've been backing up getting it.
Or, you know, the hair will do enough of it.
Yeah.
That stuff really makes a ditch. Never, it just stay there forever.
You know what that land up there good for?
Good for grass.
It'll raise sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
It'll raise some sweet potatoes.
Oh, is that right?
That place will raise some sweet potatoes.
It'll raise them.
Hard, and under there, that ground hard.
Yeah.
When you set out a potato, you don't want to break where you're going to put your potato.
That's right.
So you'll be together.
That's right.
Anytime that potato hit that hard spot, that's where you go to spreading out and make the potato.
Yeah.
You do what, John?
Leave a hard spot under there for him in the potato. When you stick the potato down, just as it go to grow, that grow potato won't grow a long string. See, you know, you've seen potato grow long and stringy.
Yeah.
But anytime it hit a hard spot, that's where it swell out and make a potato.
That's right.
Ah.
You know, the best kettle of potatoes I ever saw was growing in solid red clay.
That's right.
Yes, I'll never forget that.
No, sir.
It just full of potatoes and it's all big.
Well, the man would give me that on the international truck. I used to work for him up there at the Hawthorne. He sold his place, you know. He's 76 years old. He said he ain't farming no more. And you know what he done? Had me sit planting ice potatoes. I told him I was planting some roots and make more than his. He had me making that ground just as soft. And the beds what I put up, I wouldn't make that part in this soft. I'd leave that hard. And I made the biggest ice potatoes. He said, your roads beat mine. I said, well, you the one told me to make that soft like that. I told you how to. Them red potatoes. You ever tried to grow them?
I brought up growing them.
There's money in them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need. Put in a little bit and get your vines, and the vines make better.
That's right. Yes. You get that out. What do you call that potato? Now my daddy used to buy. Oh my. They had one old kind I never did like them. They choke you. Them white potatoes. What kind they call them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of difference in potatoes.
Yes, sir.
But the kind that when you bake, they're nice and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And yellow.
That's a good one. My daddy called that. Oh, my goodness, I know the name of them potatoes. My dad used to raise them. My dad planted a little place one time and got a 2 wagon loads out of them. The people got jealous and wouldn't let him have the land no more.
Because he made so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know Coleman over here at the junction.
Mm-hmm.
He has them every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been using his same potatoes to make the slips out of.
Sure, I understand.
And last year I ate some of his, and it's just as sweet as anything I ever tasted.
Yeah, sure.
And they talk about you got to get fresh stock every year.
Mm-hmm.
They talk a lot, don't they?
They sure do. County Egypt. And he talking about you got to get new vines and all that.
All that.
County agent.
Mm-hmm.
All that does is circulate your money.
That's where all that come in at. That's like the inspection on these cars. That's what get your money. Mm-hmm. They only want the money, but they'll work on you a little bit to make you think they're doing something.
Yeah. Charge you a little extra.
Mm-hmm. That fella know how to study, really get your money, don't it? Sit down and just study for you.
Yeah. And they got a lot of they don't do it one way, they got some more ways, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard till them charging people to go fishing. You got to have life now if you go fishing.
Yeah.
Put you in jail.
Yeah.
Can't even fish on your own property, I don't think.
Can't. Well, I went to the man on his property fishing. He said, ain't nobody coming in here. And I've been fishing once or twice, but I told him I better not go out there and get me some license. He said he ain't coming in there and bother you. It's on his property, but I told him I better not be going out there.
Have you decided what you're going to put up there, John?
I've started to put peanuts up there, but I don't know. Part of it. Part of it ain't something to eat. I don't know what you're talking about. What you talking about putting there?
The only thing I have in mind is some of that clover for hay, but I don't do too good up there.
Yeah, but I was just going to tell you, it wouldn't grow good up there. It'll grow in spots, but it wouldn't grow where that gum at.
Well, the trouble of it is, now that the rains come, you see, them coffee weeds will come up there so thick you can't walk through them.
Hmm?
And then you got a stand of that old Bermuda grass up there.
Yeah, every time I plow, hit that be that stuff under there, too. You don't hit that stuff until it gets me that old moody grass.
Yeah.
Anytime it hits me a part of that moody grass, that's where that stuff, you see that stuff roll over. That's right. That's when that tractor sort of stole out.
Yeah.
Every time it hit through there, even.
So, I can put that clove up there, but it at this particular season.
Well, you ain't got any other place you could put it?
No. Mm-mm. But this bad season for clover. Mm. See? If you get in early, it'll do all right. But if you wait till now, them old up there,
yeah,
they got them old coffee weeds.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, they grow thick.
That's what I see coming up behind me. Look like peanuts, ain't it?
Yeah.
Where I broke it before?
It looks like snappy. Yeah.
Look like little peanuts coming
That's
up.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
It's just solid, ain't it?
It sure is.
Toadstool.
It sure is. A little old thing with two little leaves on them. I said, now look at that. What is it? I didn't think, well, I thought that was some kind of hay or something, you know.
Yeah, it's solid.
Mm-hmm. But that's sure what it is. As you said that, I looked at that this evening. Yeah. There I had done broke it.
Yeah.
And it rained on it and it coming off in there.
Oh, it comes in a hurry. Once it gets that rain.
Yeah, you decide what for me to put there.
But,
If you want me to put something up there.
But up there, you're going to have something you can cultivate.
Will that make okra?
Okra?
Will it make okra?
I don't know anything about okra, John.
If that land up there make okra, you can mop up this fall.
Yeah.
You can get some money out of that.
Well, you got to get it picked.
I don't worry about picking it. I'll pick 3 acres myself.
You pick 3 acres?
By myself. You don't know if I'm really in the day.
Yeah.
I don't plant that old okra, but you got to cut with a knife.
Well, I didn't know there was any other kind. Oh,
though. Yeah. You plant that Clemson spineless, you'll see it just pop right off, just like popping a match stem. Right down the room.
And then stick you?
No, you just have on a rubber glove.
Uh-huh.
All you do is just go down the road like that, and it just hear it popping just like somebody breaking little sticks.
Huh. Never heard of that.
That's the way to get it. I got a brother-in-law. He had about 5 acres, and he'd pick it by himself every day, even time to pick over, every other
right.
day.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Name Solid Denison. He's an okra picker. Oh, Lord, he can pick it. I thought I could pick, but he can pick it.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, let me see.
You plant that in June and July. That's next month, tomorrow, is the first of the month.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
Planted that month in July. Some people plant it in August, but I wasn't planting on that late. You know why? The frost will get you.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else got planted up there? Nobody ain't saying nothing.
What do you plant in June? John?
You can plant peanuts, peas. But peas won't do so hot unless you plant crowd of peas in the hot sun.
Yeah.
It take cool weather for black eyes and acre peas.
Yeah.
It take cool weather. Of course, the acre pea will make better in the black eye.
Yeah.
But that
But then everybody plants
that
peas.
Purple hull pea, that purple hull crowder, and that other kind of crowder, and that purple tip. Now they'll make it in the hottest days it is.
Yeah.
But them black eyes and them others, they don't make as good. Not in hot weather.
Yeah.
And peanuts, you say they won't bring as much planted this late.
They won't, not as much as they're bringing now. They'll hold up to $5. They'll hold up to $5 a bushel. Or better. Well, one man told me, he said he don't believe they're going to go down this year like they've been doing, but I believe it, Bill. But he said he don't think so.
Oh, everything seems to be going short now.
Now, you know when I plant them peanuts with those doves?
Yeah.
What more I plant them? I'm seeking them too. I always plant my peanuts in February, but I bet you won't guess kind of what more I plant them.
When did you plant them?
In March.
In March?
Oh, really?
Plant them in March. Coming up to the full moon in March. That's when I plant them.
Full moon in March.
Yeah.
And
that's
now
right.
you dug them this week.
Yes, ma'am. Got them all out this week, but about an acre. I leave an acre there to just have peanuts to eat you no long. I should have brought you all a few of them peanuts. I sure should have. But I didn't have time to pick them out there this season. See, I went way out to the field.
Oh.
And while I was way out there, I didn't have time to pick them. And I like to stay too long then. I'm running into the rain. I started going home. I said, well, I done promised to go by then. I'm going by if it's storming. You know, when I say I'll do a thing, I try to do that. If I don't even do nothing but go there and to tell you. I hate to tell a person a thing and then don't do it. I'm funny about that.
Well, we sure appreciate it because we got these vegetables.
Yeah. Well, I'll come in finish breaking that land and then rig it down. Then you'll be done made up your mind, maybe. How about that?
Well, John, I tell you, I don't have any ideas about it. All I do is just put it in that old Alice clover.
Mm-hmm.
But like I tell you, that won't do good this year, this time of year.
Yeah, and the rain, it didn't get no rain on the ground. If you put it in there, it wouldn't have done no good with it. You know,
if I'd put it in well enough, it'd been all right.
But you didn't get no rain.
We had plenty of rain.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we had a few dry spells.
Yes, all right. I see.
But right now, you see, there's no rainy season. That brings them...
You know what the man told me? So you picking the plant peanuts back in there? I said, yes, sir. He said, you won't plow them twice and get by. So you got to keep applying them and you put them in there this time because that grass will eat you up and them weeds.
Yeah.
That what it is?
Yeah.
But you see, when you plant them early like that, you can plow them about twice.
Yeah.
When you're through with them.
Yeah.
You don't home.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing but plow them about twice.
Well, what we want is something that will cover the ground right fast, ain't it?
Yeah.
But ain't nothing will do it as fast as that coffee weed.
Oh, no, he trying to skim me out of the engine.
Oh, I tell you, that's the biggest crop of coffee weed I ever saw up there.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I don't know.
Let
me see how you kill that coffee weed out. Here's a way you can kill that coffee weed out, though. The certain time you break that land, you kill it. You know that, don't you? Let's see what time of the year that is, Maya. It's the same time of the year you break that land and you won't get no more coffee beans there.
Is that right?
It sure is. I believe it in dog days.
Yeah.
I believe that's when the time you break the land and you can kill moody grass and things in that time.
Oh, really?
In dog days, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dog days are sort of rough on things.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Yes, sir. That's like we had that old grass they call bullet grass. You seen that in?
Yeah.
Now you can kill it if you get it just before you put up that little seeds on top. You can get it by going in there and breaking. I reckon I better run for home. I thank y'all. I'm gonna enjoy the supper. I won't have to eat when I get home. I'll just jump in the bathtub and take a good bath and go lay down in the snow.
John, I'm gonna pay you for the vegetables.
No.
Yes,
no,
of course.
No,
I'm not. Well,
I'll pay you for the vegetables.
What do you mean, no?
I didn't want to charge you for them, cause.
Let me tell you, there's a spray that'll get them.
Yeah.
If you put it on while they tender.
Yeah.
Now there's two kinds of them.
Two.
And the spray will get one kind, but it won't get the other kind.
That's right.
And but if you take like this now, you let them come up, and that spray is easy to put on.
Pure right.
It's just 2,4-D.
Yeah.
It ain't poison.
Oh, I see.
And it'll get them.
Sure.
It'll knock them back.
Sure.
It will. It sure will. I hadn't thought about that. It won't hurt the Bermuda grass.
Yeah, I see.
But it'll sure get that stuff. It'll get it.
Yeah, sure. Is that man gonna make that watermelon down there?
Yeah.
Right down there, that watermelon. Reckon he'll make them?
Yeah.
You ought to see mine. You ought to see my field.
Yeah.
That thing was dead. Had done turned brown as that then, the vine.
Oh.
You see them now? You said that ain't the same place. That fertilizer was cooking them. See that second application of fertilizer didn't get no rain.
Yeah.
And that was cooking them poor little watermelon. But
yeah.
Since that rain come, it done turned green and done took a jump.
Is that right? Is that surprised? You didn't expect that, did you?
No, sir. I sure didn't. I had done sold my hand and I give up. I see watermelons out there like that, no.
Foot long.
Yes, sir. But I had done got afraid. I said, you're not making nothing here.
Yeah.
Sure.
You just watching that fertilizer.
Cooking them.
Cooking them.
Put the wrong kind of fertilizer. Put on 15-0-15. That's too much.
Yeah.
We needed to have a little bit of nitrous potash.
Yeah. Well, you can put that. That's 15-0-15, you don't have to put so much out of it. You can cut it down a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
You never raised many taters, did you? Sweet taters.
Yeah, sure, I have raised them. But I couldn't raise them like my dad. My dad's the one used to make them.
Yeah, yeah. They know how.
Man, yeah, those old folks way up there, they know what to do with them. I reckon I better run for home, Mr. Delanco. I reckon my wife wanted to say, where that old man going? You reckon he doesn't got a hurt? That's what they always go to worry, you know?
Well, we better call her and tell her you're on your way.
Yeah, you're right. She gets worried about me when I stay off till in the night.
Yeah.
When is he done the wreck? He done got killed.
Yeah, I don't blame her. These old cars, they ain't in
you,
account.
You ain't joking about that, though.
My old Chevy broke down again since I saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You done got it fixed?
Well, I got it patched.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it looks like I'm doing, patching.
The only thing about plowing up that place up yonder, I always hate to have it plowed up and then let it rest a while because I'm afraid all those weeds will grow up and have to do it all over again. I want y'all to go ahead and plow it up.
I'll have to come back and finish it. I'll have to come back and finish it.
I'll tell you why.
Let me see, I don't know. I'm supposed to go scrap a few peas in the morning. But, I ain't gonna be all day scrapping them, I don't believe. I ought to come on back in the morning and finish that thing.
Yeah.
And then get it where you can. You got the disc, ain't you?
Yeah.
And run over it light with that, and I can get them old weeds nearby morning. Label it down.
Yeah, it'll.
Stunt them for a day or two. Ricky done got out of this, ain't he?
He got out of this today, didn't he?
Yeah, he done got out of this, ain't he?
And he'll be on hand. We'll catch him.
Hey, Chris. Sometime I go to my field, come by and get him and came out there and show him them watermelons.
Take him. Yeah, take him over there and keep him there. Put him to work.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's pretty good hand if you can get a hold of him.
Yes, sir, you're right.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Now, what's your boy do?
He works a certified grocer. Go off on them semis.
Oh.
Yeah, go off on them semis. He works on that. He don't drive it. Another fella drive it. But he'll put the stuff in the stores.
Yeah.
Certified. He said he's talking about moving from that place where he is. Said he bought 500 acres of land to build a place. Said that place too small he got down there on by Mirror Camp. All that place, they say too small.
Good Lord.
Yeah. He got about 4 acres in there and said that's too small.
Jesus.
I thought that, you know, when I first seen that place and it's building and all them semi-trailers and the tractors were there. I said, wonder what that is. That must be the ship stuff from somewhere or something there. Look. And I probably said that was certified grocery, punch all these stores.
Yeah.
And my son, he goes off on one of them trucks. Every day they got a different route to go.
Is that right?
I don't see how they have a different route for all them. Some of them go cleaning to Miami.
Good
man. My son, he been going to Jacksonville and Wachula. What's the name of the other place? Not another place he told me he go to.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm good as I know the name of the places, I can't call them. I've been so far down south. I've been down there in Bell Glade and Pihok. You ever been down in there?
I really haven't, John.
Bell Glade, Connell Point,
yeah.
Pihok, and Bell Glade.
Yeah.
And Clewiston.
Yeah.
And Mohewood. Now, Mohewood, that's a large town.
Yeah.
It's set back in there. You head, then you can head on into Fort Myers if you want to. You can come back to Ocala from into the Mohave.
Yeah.
That's some places down in there, man.
Yeah.
You used to see somebody dead laying side the road every day. Them people would rob them people and kill you. They'd kill you down there, man. They watch it till you get paid off.
Yeah.
And knock you in the head with something or shoot you.
Yeah.
Man, them bad people down there. Man, I stayed in the house all night. I wouldn't go out until the next day.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. People kill you, man. They think you got some money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're crazy people down there.
Whether you got it or not, just so they think you have.
And two of them got in a fight out in the field one day over some money. And I said, Lord, look at them, they're fighting. My wife said, look at them, he got one of them, you know them old big knives that you cut them bushes with? What you call it? Them old big knives.
Machete.
Yeah. Chopped that man right back in the neck and he died. Kill him. Just, man, just hit him right back there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Man, I'd ready to leave from down there.
I wouldn't hang around there.
No, sir. That's a bad place now, isn't it?
John, what do you got to haul in now besides your car?
Nothing.
Well, you need a truck, don't you?
Yeah, I seen one the other day, but I didn't have the money.
How much?
They bought a new one. Chevrolet pickup. About $650. About a 68.
What do you hold back on that for?
Man, I ain't had the money.
Well, what do you do with all your money? Just put it in that refrigerator?
It was just good for my wife and me spending, paying bills. I went like a crazy. I tell you what I done. I borrowed money from two lawns. See, I'm paying on my home, too, you know. I keep my the payments up on my home.
Oh, Lord.
And I keep them up. I don't care what else goes like. I'm going to pay that. So, I've been keeping up with all of them, though, lately. That's what I do with that money.
Well, how are you going to buy all them trailers and things like that?
The one with the man got out on it?
Yeah.
He said he's going to let her have it and just let her pay him a little bit long, you know. Long. Just a little long. He said he's going to do that for her.
Well, let me tell you, John, you never run across one of them little campers, do you?
Little trailer?
Yeah, a little camper trailer. You know, not very long.
Not a little one. One by the size of yours out there, I don't know. See one of them. Just about that size. He want want $800 for his. Two bedroom. Got all the furniture and everything.
Yeah, well, probably worth it.
It's a clean one. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, be a little hard to pull if you had a small one, about 15, 20 foot.
I understand.
You don't run into them?
I seen one somewhere for sale the other day. Let me see where it was at. Parked side the road. Right up to the highway.
Yeah.
Had a for sale sign on it.
Yeah.
And I showed it to my wife. I said, that is the kind of trailer you need. She said, not nothing that little.
Yeah. Well, you see, if it's like that, you don't. It's not hard to pull.
I know, no, it sure ain't.
And that ain't as much to sweep.
It sure ain't. She doesn't got it more than she can handle now. We're not bothered with it no more.
Yeah.
Told me she got to have got to get her a brand new car. I told her, well, you sure? I don't know how you would get it. I told her, I sure ain't got nothing to get. Nothing now.
Well, it looks like everybody's thinking of something to get, don't it?
Yeah, but they don't think of the weight.
I told her,
I said, the best thing we can buy is a good pickup truck and forget about a car.
Uh-huh.
And I said, a truck, you can take the truck and do a little weight with it and make it buy your car.
Yeah.
But I can't show them that. Kind of like my boy one day saying, Daddy, there's a tractor. I said, well, boy, you're all going to help me get it. I'm going to help you get it. That's right, Ron. Somebody else went and got the tractor. And then they said, oh, we could have got it. I said, yeah, we could have, but we didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you got to move fast to get a tractor now or else somebody will be ahead of you.
I know ain't one just like yours. I don't know what the man wants for his side of the road for sale. Like that little Ford?
Yeah.
It's a leader more than your tractor. You know, you've got a three-point hitch?
Yeah.
It's got a three-point hitch on it. And I don't know exactly what he wants for that tractor, but it's sitting on a... You know where Island Grove?
Yeah.
Soon you go over that railroad, with that overhead, on the right, after you pass there going on the old Hawthorne. He's right there.
You can't get anything with wheels on it for less than $600 or $800.
Yeah, I don't believe you want that much for that tractor. That's a good running little old tractor. I've seen it, the Heritage running, seen it run.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can rebuild them pretty cheap, them old tractors.
You ain't joking about that. I used to work mechanic work, but that stuff made me sick and I quit.
Made you sick?
Yeah, that grease, that old grease, that old transmission grease, that was made me sick. Yeah, that made me sick. It get on, you can't hardly get that off you. That old transmission stuff.
Well, wasn't this fellow over there that you worked for over there, didn't he have a little truck?
Yeah, but he said that truck went too much of gas for him. What am I doing here?
Oh.
It's a late model to afford. Automatic. I don't like automatic trucks. No.
I'd rather have a...
Me too. I'm telling you, I would too. I surely would.
Well, he was going to let you have it pretty cheap, wasn't he?
No, man. I think he told me that truck cost him $1,400. And he wouldn't want to get rid of nothing but much less than that, I know.
Well, that's a little bit more than you'd want to put in it, ain't it?
That's right.
Now, you still got pretty good payments on your house, $50?
Yeah, I don't pay but $33 a month.
Well, that's not, it's better that way, ain't it?
And I done paid it ever since. What year that Kennedy got killed? What year that was?
66.
66? 65. Somewhere. I don't know what year it was now, but I forgot. But I got it written down under the house. In the same year he got killed, that's when I started paying on it.
That's about 10 years.
Yeah, so that's the year I started, right? That month.
Yeah.
They had just completed and I just started paying on it.
Yeah.
And I ain't missed none of them yet. I hope I won't miss none of them.
Well.
They told me I was supposed to have it paid out in about 12 years. So I must be ain't got much longer. You couldn't build that house now for that, though. You couldn't build a house like that for that price no more,
no? No, not
now. Well, you got a nice house, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. My wife wore me till I spent got in that debt. Now she ain't satisfied yet.
Yeah, Ricky played out on us, John. He just played out on us. What's down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Country's got too much going on out here.
Yeah.
We could put him on the track and let him help us up there. See if he'd come. If he'd get
he ain't up. Coming back now. He gonna rest. It's hot weather now, you know.
Yeah,
it's getting hot. It sure is. You know, I was riding long sweating. Riding long in the car. That's a point not even sweating. We had all the vendors open and all the vents open.
Yeah.
Really hot. I ready to run for home now, I guess.
Yeah.
Mister.
Did you get some vegetables?
Yeah. Oh, John, we got the corn. Let me see now.
That corn might not be much good.
It's right there what we got.
That corn might not be much good, Ricky. You ain't tried it, you know, you see, did you? Might not be pulled out.
What's your number, John?
595-4221.
Peas. They're right there and they're warm.
Yeah.
Just put your chair out. Wash your hands.
I don't want to wash them.
Yeah.
I wash them out there, isn't it?
Let me tell you, I keep these sheets down because my eyes, I get the squints.
Sure, right. I got through with both of them places.
Right.
That last one fixed up good. The last place fixed up good. It turned over nicely.
Well, you see, it's been cultivated a lot.
You're right. That other place up there, that's a rough.
Yeah, but it's, all it needs is a little cultivating.
That's all. Need a good distiller.
That's right.
If you had a distiller, you could tear this land all to pieces.
Well, if I had one, if you had one.
Yeah. That old boy give me a good one. Give it to me for $75, good one.
Yeah.
I had a good one. And he gave it to me for $75. He sold his tractor and he didn't have no use for the distiller, so he let it go.
Goodness. And you wasn't there.
It was near about a new one.
And somebody beat you to it.
Yes, and the old boy got all that equipment, got it.
Oh.
And he bought all the land he could buy. That boy did. He was a colored builder.
Yeah.
His name Elton. He put up fences for people.
Oh.
I mean, he put up a fence that's there. You put up board fences and wire fences.
Yeah. Well, that's his business.
Yes, sir. You know ICL? ICLL?
Uh-huh.
He live on that road going off from Central to War Spa. Got all them black English cows.
Oh.
He build fences for them all the time.
Oh.
Yes, sir. He goes all out to Bleaston, Fairfield, building fences.
Golly.
He go way down south building them, even much. Look at them horse ranches.
Up there where those rich people are.
Yes. He had a contract putting out them pine trees one time.
Yeah.
Had bulldozers and everything.
Yeah.
And had something to go along and plant the pines. You know the little pines? Instead of plant, I mean rows.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's a neat.
Yes, sir.
That's a neat.
Yeah, they do all that kind of work, too. There's a certain time of the year them pines won't live, you say, if you put them out. It's got to be some kind of other cool weather for them pines to put them out.
Yeah.
It'd be real hot, they won't live.
Go ahead and eat your food. Yeah. We won't hold you, John. You can
yes, I'm going to try to get to town if I can. Yes, sir. If I don't get there, I ain't gonna run too fast. If I don't get there, better late than never, ain't it?
Yeah, well, that little thing you set on and put pines out, that's the same thing you use for sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
it
could.
And tobacco.
I see them put out greens with one down the winter garden.
Oh, really?
Cabbage plant.
Yeah.
A fella just sit up there and just feed them in there, and they just
feed them
putting
there.
Them down there.
Some of them got two places to sit.
Yeah, two rows.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's living right when you've got one then.
Sure right.
No, sir.
That's some sweet potato land you got up there on that hill.
Yes. It's natural sweet potato land.
I bet you could put sweet potatoes there and you couldn't get them hardly.
Why couldn't we find, if we had a couple of rows, it'd be better than nothing, John.
You ain't joking about that. Wonder if we had some vines then.
Well, you go all over the country, you can find
them. I don't see none now. I used to see them all about, but I don't see none this year, Holly. Used to be all in them seed stores, but now what become of them, I don't know, this year.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather have the vines anyhow.
You're right. If it had to slip a little earlier, you could have got the slip and put out one room and had enough vines to sit out that whole place there.
Yeah. Sit down there. Oh, Lord, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
John, how come you want to buy that old beat-up car of mine?
I thought maybe you might have wanted to sell it. You might get you a new one.
That's right. That's right.
I figured using the paper. Everybody getting them little dots on them now. Them little dots.
Datsun, what?
Hmm? Them little dots.
They little?
Yeah, the Dodge people made it. They had little trucks and cars. The Datsun.
Yeah.
You know they got a toy on it too, you know. Little car.
Yeah. Japanese. They,
Yeah.
Well. See, I was going to let John have this old Chevy. I had that old red car.
Mm-hmm.
And it just completely broke down.
You're out of clear.
I give it away, John.
Out of clear.
Because, you know, you take a mechanic, he can get something out of a car when a fella like me can't.
That's right, because he... But a mechanic, every mechanic I see riding the raggedest car there is. Wonder why he do that. He can make them there, but he's riding the raggedest thing he can get. Wonder what make that.
I don't know.
Maybe he ain't got time to do anything with his car. He's so busy with everybody else.
All he wants to do is make it go. That's all he is.
Yeah. Yeah. He too busy?
Yeah, sir.
You think that's it?
I believe that is.
Oh. He may too be. He could buy another one, John.
You're right. They're making all the money he's making off of them now.
Yeah.
You know them little cigars you see I smoke?
Yeah.
And the 21 cents, you know what they were yesterday?
No.
They were 21 cents. They're 26 now.
Just like that.
Went up 5 cents, just that quick.
Yeah.
From yesterday morning to yesterday evening.
One day.
Same place?
Yes, sir.
Did you tell him about it when you bought it?
I asked him. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, what's the matter here? You took too much and taking out too much of money. He said, no, they gone up.
Oh, Lord.
Of course, I read 2 weeks ago in the newspaper, they just got taxed them little cigars. They must have put it on them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like to do cigarettes.
Yeah.
Sell the folks the peas and then come back and eat up the peas.
John, you want me to telephone around and see if I can find any sweet potato vines?
If you could, I'd put them out. I sure would.
Well, what else you want to put out? You don't want a truck patch up there, do you? That's too much trouble.
Well, it sure is. It is. It's a heap of trouble with that crow.
But I'll tell you, it sure would be nice to have 40, 50 bushels of sweet potatoes.
You ain't joking.
Because you see, you can set them anywhere.
You sure right. Sure can. My daddy used to have them big banks, you know, with that pine straw, pine bark.
Yeah, that's right.
We'd go out there and grab a little hole down there and get some out. Who had been in that potato bank? Them children just running high. You know what was coming.
Yeah. They like to eat them raw.
Yeah, that's what.
Right out of the ground.
No, a bank. Yeah. See, they dig them and lay them out and let them lay out in the sun. When they dry out good, then they bank them.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
You got that pine straw and bark.
You see, it won't get wet.
Then it won't get wet. See, the moisture won't. It'll
I see.
Take up the moisture. They put Coleman. I would go see Coleman. Maybe he got a few, but he wouldn't have enough vines to spare.
No.
I don't know where you'd find some vines, John.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Well,
yeah.
People don't plant them like they used to.
Yeah.
Now would be your time. Nobody ain't planting them, Harlan. Now would be your time.
Yeah. You going to have plenty of rosemary?
No. It ain't going to have many. The drought's got them. The drought's got that corn.
Well, why don't you put you in a few rows over here?
Too late, no. But one eat it up. Them things are getting the top of it, eat it up. It won't make no corn.
You mean sweet corn?
Well, yeah. They'll eat it up. Unless you had some kind of stuff to put on it to keep them out of it, you see.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of mix of dust or something to put in it.
Well, you don't want to have to.
You could raise it like that, no.
You don't want to have to go around patting them.
That's what you'll have to do with it to make it in this time of the year.
That corn you brought last night doesn't look like that it got hurt too much.
The drought's got it.
It's fat.
It's just a year here and a year over here on there.
Oh.
That's all. See, it ain't solid down the road like it ought to be, plenty of corn.
Yeah.
One or two hills here got some and the other ain't got none, just really down. Whole lot of it died from the drought.
Can you plant cucumbers this late?
Late in this. Make them. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Can sure plant them and make them.
But now, you wouldn't want cucumbers because they don't last long enough.
No, they don't last long.
That'd be just like a little garden crop. Unless you're going to put in an acre or something, you
wouldn't
want
right.
them.
That's right. You ain't joking.
Well, you don't want to get in the garden business.
No. Not unless you want to.
But I'll tell you, I'm doing this with you now. You're the head man.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that sweet potatoes, I don't believe you'd go wrong on that.
You sure wouldn't. If you could find them vines, you sure wouldn't. One of the, I know they used to ship them vines.
Yeah.
But now, it's a man in the heart, someone that I used to work with. He used to order.
Yeah.
He planted his place of sweet potatoes one year, and it come a flood.
Yeah.
2 weeks before he dug them. You know them, you smell them all over the place, them potatoes soured in the ground. All that water soured up there. Man, potatoes was under there larger than this jar, some of them there.
Yeah, that's something.
And it's sour, you can smell them all over the place. We dug a heap of them and fed them the hog.
Hmm. They didn't bother the hog.
No, they don't.
They like
the
it.
They like them sour potatoes. That's up. He had about 3 acres like that. I mean solid sweet potatoes.
That's a lot of sweet potatoes, huh?
It sure was. Now, he was picking on digging them in 2 weeks. And that flood from that diamond. He needed a boat to get out of his house.
Oh, that bad?
Yes, sir. Not like it rained yesterday. That water stand there on his place 2 or 3 days. Don't go nowhere. You can't dig a porthole living it dry. You get on to that same kind of stuff up there, and you get on to it, you ain't going no further.
Yeah.
You stick on your post hole digger or your shovel. Yeah. I tell you the only way you could get it. Have a tight one of them on the back of the boat that hold on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never tried one then. I'd love to.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You got them made to fit behind them Ford tractors. They weigh good behind them Ford tractors.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't take any power.
That's right.
They do nice. Except, hell, I haven't had enough posts. Just put in have a post over there.
You ain't got any hammock in your place here? Hammock with them hard oak trees.
Yeah.
You cut some posts out there.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't have anything cut it, but...
I thought I see you had a chainsaw.
Got a chainsaw.
No. You could cut a heap for us if one of them you never run over the day.
That's what it takes.
That's right.
Chainsaw.
I'd rather use a cross cut.
I don't want to see none of them.
I'd rather see them in a chainsaw.
I don't want to see none of them.
How come that?
I saw so many loads of poke wood and hole it till I don't want to never see no more so much. Me and my partner on one side of the log and I on the other.
Yeah.
We sort of many loads.
Yeah.
15 and 18 loads a day, but we saw.
Yeah. Well, that rate is getting kind of old, don't it?
Yeah, sir. And know what they're paying the loads for? You couldn't guess what they're paying a load. $3 a load.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And only in that time. That was in 1942.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. 1942.
That's in here.
Oh, the sugar?
Sugar's in here.
Oh, yeah. I'm going more than that.
John, that's my system. I keep the sugar out.
Yes, sir.
I got a bunch of them old salt jars.
Yes, sir. Ain't no need to throw them away. They can got some use for.
Yeah. You see, that way they don't get damp.
Sure, right.
You just let sugar set around, it'll get damp.
It sure will get a hard knot, lump.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think?
Yes, sir.
So, you see, if I'd run the place, the sugar would be in that, and you see, you'd drink out of a funny jar.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that thing you're drinking out of, that gives me the creeps.
Yeah. That's all right. You got mighty heap of guns here. There's one on the floor and one in the corner.
None of them will shoot.
No, yeah.
That's a little air gun.
My brother had one of them. It was pumping, you know.
Yeah.
And he'd shoot out a slug larger than the 38 bullet. And that slug, one day I said, I'm going to try. We had an old mule up in the field. And I said, I'm going to see could it shoot that slug. And that thing hit that mule and knocked a skull off him. Way up in the field. That mule jumped up and run all over the place. But I didn't know it was going that far when I was a boy. I said, I'm going to try it. My brother had it, and I pumped it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
more you pump it, the harder it'll shoot, further it'll shoot.
I've seen them.
Yeah, sure.
I never owned one of them because it's too dangerous. You pump it
you
up.
You ain't joking. Yeah, my mother bought that for him for a Christmas present. And that boy shot out people, a couple windows in their house and everything. I told him, I said, you ought to never bought that.
In practice, shoot through a board.
Mm-hmm.
Just a regular little air rifle. You see, you pump it, keep pumping it.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And that old mule didn't hear anything.
Oh, man, it hit him and it just jumped up. After we got through and caught him, I looked where it had hit. Man, it just scarred a big place on that mule.
He didn't know what was going on because he hadn't heard anything.
No, sir. And I reckon I hate to be hurrying and running, but I got to go now and trying to go to O'Kella. Go to O'Kella every day.
Well,
1 o'clock.
You went down there yesterday.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get no stamps yesterday. Went at that deep freezer for my wife. Now I got to go get the stamps. I might not get them till Monday, man. I believe it's going to be too late. So many people be there the first day. Now today the first day, ain't it?
Yeah.
First of the month. So many people will be there today till you can't get up there.
Well, don't fool with it.
You ain't doing. Just have to wait till Monday or sometime and go down there. And then you'll have room and plenty of time to get them up right on in.
Let me tell you what you do. Now, I'm a big one to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But you just telephone down there at that office and ask them if they're busy today.
Yeah.
Because they won't run out of stamps.
No, they ain't going to run out. I don't need me going right on there to see none of those things, because so many people going to be standing around in line.
Yeah.
They have a line. When they get up to 3 o'clock, it used to be, they don't sell no more.
Oh.
I imagine they done put it up fuller now, because you see the time start up an hour.
Yeah.
And I imagine they done start that, got that set up an hour.
Yeah.
So I guess it'll be about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they won't sell no more then. They don't need, you can stand out there, but they'll tell you they ain't selling no more and shut that door on you.
Shut the door on you. Were you standing there?
And tell you, ain't gonna sell no more stamps today. No more till Monday. That's the way to do it. In the evening, about 4 o'clock, they do that.
Yeah.
Carry all that money to the bank. So they don't want to be in there after that hour.
Yeah.
Because the people might take all that money, what they done took in. Because they got a police sitting in there all the time with a big 38. Reckon he can't take care of the people?
Yeah.
He'd be sitting there at the door, a crippled man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right. Said the fellas got so unruly out there, they had to put a sheriff out there. Some of them fellas go out there half drunk and messing around and fooling around out there. They don't like that.
Well, I didn't know they done that.
Yeah, man. So they put a police out there from then on. Yeah, gun and George McDonald done eat up the gun sold a piece and then eat them up. Ain't that something?
Well, let me tell you. Yeah. That's the way to do.
I'm glad you want to. A man used to sell my mother fish. He'd come around selling fish, you know, he'd fish on the Owen Lake.
Yeah.
And he'd go by my mother and sell her fish. Sit right there and wait till she cook them, and then he'd eat half of the fish.
Seemed like you picked something up from him.
That's right.
Yeah. You get plenty of fish?
Not now. You don't?
You don't?
No, sir. I used to go fishing late in the evening, you know, after I'd knock off and catch plenty of fish. But I ain't been fishing now, I ain't in a good for about 3 years now. Ever since them boys, the boy I used to go with, he's a good fisherman. He'd catch fish when nobody could.
Yeah.
And his house got a fire one morning, 4 days. And I heard something, boom! Made a boom! Like a boom. Looked down there, I couldn't see nothing but a blaze of fire. That house was on fire. And he got burned up and 3 more little boys in that house that morning. And he wants to go fishing that morning. I ain't been fishing since. Me and him used to go fishing all the time. His name was Len Walker. He come from Georgia. Young colored fella.
Yeah.
His name was Len Walker.
And he could fish.
Oh, he'd catch fish when nobody else couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
Because the fish ain't biting. He'd go out on the lake and come back with a ton of fish, man. Mm. Put buckets full.
Good Lord.
He sure would.
What did he just knew where to go?
I don't know what happened. He just knew how to fish or something. The other old fisherman would have been around here all the time, couldn't catch him like him. That old boy could catch some fish.
Yeah.
Anytime he wanted fish, he could catch him. Right out on that lake anyway. And then he'll go over here and fish them. Go over the McIntosh and fish. Then they go to this road up here, it'll be getting from this bridge up here, and you go in a boat and there and catch fish. He go anywhere he wanted and catch him. Go to McIntyre, Orange Lake. Then he'd go to Island Grove side. He'd go to Cross Creek side.
Uh-huh.
He'd go out in any lake and catch them. Lock Lucy Lake. He'd go any lake he'd go in, he'd catch them fish like that. Other people couldn't catch. I didn't understand that.
And even when he didn't know the lake.
That's right. I ain't never seen the beat of that, though. That boy is really catching.
And you seen him do it?
Seen him do it. Yeah, sure. I'd be sitting in the boat. I went fishing with him. He'd be riding the boat with him and couldn't catch none, and he was catching them. Fishing right down there where he was fishing. I'm telling you what I know.
And he'd get them.
He'd catch them right there. I'd say, well, I'm going to put right where he's catching them down there. Now I can get me some. Put my phone on and my thing on there. Couldn't get them.
That don't sound very good.
Yeah, sure don't, but that's just the way he's catching them. Ain't no joke. I wouldn't catch nothing that whole thing. He'd catch a boat full of fish in there every morning.
Gosh, that's hard. And you done the same thing he did.
Fishing right in the same place and fishing just as deep as he was fishing and had the same bait, same kind of bait. I don't understand it neither.
Well, I can understand why you haven't been back.
Yeah. What did you use all them little glass looking glasses for? You know, like a mirror. You ever see him use them?
Uh-uh.
It must be against the law to use them. You take that and run that little spot right up to your line. You know that little spot with that looking glass, when you take a looking glass in China, you can see a little spot.
Yeah.
And that did you, I see them use that in the water.
No, I never did see that.
You sure have them, and they use them out there.
Oh, do they?
It might be against the law to use them, I don't know. But I see a heap of them do that and get them fish.
And they think that helps them.
Yeah, that he see that spot and he think that's a something he could catch to eat, I imagine. Fooling right on up there.
Yeah.
But I used to trap a coon, though. You ever trap a coon?
No.
You know how to trap one, don't you?
No.
You're taking a... You go by the side of a tree, get up by that high side of the tree and tack your bait up there, something what he'd like to eat.
Just get up there about hip high.
That's right. And when he stand up, see, he ain't gonna be thinking of none of them leaves down there on the ground. He gotta raise up to reach up there to get that. And when he do, his back leg get in that trap.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the way you catch him. If you catch him like that, he can't get loose neither. You can put a little syrup up there, take your little snuff can, and put some syrup up there and let a little bit of it drop down. If he ever tastes that syrup, he gotta go crazy. He likes sweetening, you know, a coon. They can pick the right watermelon bidding somebody. You know that, though, didn't you? Did you know that?
I've seen them out here. He
get on top of the watermelon. He'll get up on top of it. You can go there and the watermelon green. He ain't got bothered. He spot that watermelon. When he go back there, if it's ripe, he gonna eat it. You come along, say, I got a watermelon. You pick it up, nothing run out of some sour water. He done stuck that foot oil in and got all that melon.
Yeah.
He just chews in.
He just put a little hole in it. And he get everything out of there and just leave it sitting up there like the lack of a good watermelon. It ain't nothing. But
I don't know how in the world he reaches it.
I don't either, but he gets out of there.
He just got a little hole. I've seen the hole.
Yeah, sir. And he gets all of that out of it.
Just gets his foot in there.
And you know them little freaking leg cooters would be crawling?
Mm-hmm.
He eat all four of them legs out of one of them. He catch him and turn him up. And he eat all them legs out of that cooter. He'll eat a cooter up. Yes, sir.
Well, I've seen them old cooter shells all over the place.
Yeah, that's right. He a coon do that. He gets them legs up.
Yeah.
He sit right up that tree and watch around the corner until they come out. When he come out, it's too late on him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
eat
up all the eggs. Every time they dig a hole and lay them eggs, he'll find that and dig them up and eat them. He eat them eggs, too. Yes, sir.
I don't know how fast cooters grow. Do they grow fast?
Pretty fast.
Well, they'd have to, wouldn't they?
You're right. I caught them. One of them, what you call them kind of a boom, mini bite. That long tail. Alligator cooter.
Oh.
Alligator. That's a good meat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They say these armadillos has got good meat in them.
That's what they tell me. My sister cooked one. I taste one time.
Yeah.
And a preacher fooled me on a piece one time.
Yeah.
It tasted mighty good. After I got through eating it, he told me what it was. I said, it tasted mighty good to me.
But he fooled you.
Yeah, he told me it was a soft shell turtle.
Yeah.
One piece of the soft shell turtle I got. He was just eating his dinner. He said, come on, get your piece. He handed me a piece of bread. And I said, damn, eat it. Got long all right, drunk water, and went back away. He said, you know what that you eat today? I said, no, that was a piece of armadillo. That was a piece of that armadillo I was cleaning and cooked.
Well, these armadillos, you can't trap them.
No, you sure can. My boy caught five one day, and I made him turn them loose. Had them in the car trunk. That same car got out there. We was picking on the line in the grill. I said, boy, what are you going to do? I'm turning them things loose. Had caught them down on the edge of the grill. Soon that morning, caught five and had them in the car trunk.
Caught
them? Yeah, run them down the kitchen.
Run them down the kitchen?
Yeah, but if you ever find a hole, you can't pull them out of a hole. You ever tried to, you ain't tried to pull them out of a hole. You got a job. I caught one by the tail. You pull his tail off, he can pull him out of there. You just had to dig him out, hold him in, let somebody hold him in the wooden dig down and hit him off.
Just hold him by the leg?
By the tail.
By the tail.
He's got a long tail.
And he won't bite you?
I ain't never seen him try to bite.
I never heard one of trying to bite.
No. You know, I'll tell you the truth. When them things first started around him, everybody was afraid of him.
Yeah.
But the man said the boys in the army trucks brought him over here. The army boys brought him over and started him off over here and they filled me.
They come up from the South Florida.
Everglades?
And just kept coming up.
Yeah.
They tell me.
You're right.
And I remember when I first one or two I saw.
You know where that army camp down there? That'd be they had a heap of them down there,
too. Oh.
Well, Cape Kennedy used to be named. I think the name is something else now.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they had plenty of pins. Them soldiers had them there. And I believe they turned all them things out.
Seems like it. They're all over the place now.
That's right. They sure is.
Do you know anybody that hunts the armadillos?
No, I sure don't. I know a fella that'll eat them, though. Down near Anthony. Yeah, everyone, you pay for him if you catch him for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure.
Well, but he don't catch him himself.
If he see one, he'll catch him, but he don't never hardly find none. He wait for the city, see?
Yeah.
But it's still Anthony, but he wait for the city.
Well, you tell him to come over here. I've got plenty.
Yeah, I declare. His name Buddy White.
And I just love Buddy White.
Yeah.
I tell you what to do over here, John, we used to have a lot of these meadowlarks and Bob Whites.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Things like that.
That's right.
But see, they nest on the ground.
That's right.
Well, with all these armadillos and the coons and the possums and the foxes, there ain't hardly any of them left.
You sure ain't, though. They eat up all the eggs they can find and things. And little ones, too.
And little ones, too. Mm-hmm. And maybe the big ones, they get them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to send them out a little bit.
Sure, right.
Your boys ought to be hunters.
Yeah, sir. I used to hunt. But I stopped going in the woods. Man, I used to go all about in the night. I used to pitch a dark hammock all around the edge of Orange Lake. Go all back to them bushes hunting. All the way back to Citrus, through them woods. I had a dog though then. I had a good dog, a German police.
Yeah.
And when he said, you said, well, go, he got something. Better go see what it is.
Yeah.
Anytime he said, you, he wouldn't bark on no track.
Uh-huh.
He barked and said, he got something.
Yeah.
That's the way he was.
And he'd tree it.
Tree it, yes, sir. Be it on the ground or tree it.
Yeah.
Well, if you catch it on the ground, it's too late on him. That dog was tough. Used to catch them wild hogs. He used to catch them wild hogs. Yes, sir. And when the hogs had to touch it that long, he'd catch them.
Golly.
Yes, sir.
Like some dog.
Yeah, sure was. Anyway, me and by trying to bite folks, my mother sold him to keep him from biting somebody. He'd bite you. Mean by that. Tip of voice, walk up here like ain't got to do nothing, jump right on you. That's what he used to do.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I reckon.
John, I believe there's more things going on them days than there is now.
It sure was, though. It sure was, not long in there.
You could get out places.
That's right.
And where nobody else was.
That's right, sure right.
You could go through them bushes there and...
That's right.
And just be going all night.
Since they put up all them posted signs and things, it's sort of dangerous to mess around. They'll shoot you out them places in the night now. Think you're trying to steal something or something. There's so many people that have done so much wrong that people don't want to trust nobody.
No. Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to go on anybody's property now.
You done done so much wrong to people don't want to trust nobody through there. Really not going there. I reckon I'll go, mister. I'll see what my wife wants me to go get some grocery or something a little bit. I ain't gonna spend too much for grocery. I'm gonna spend to get them stamps.
You going to wait to get them stamps?
That's right. I'll get a little something to make our tail Monday because I ain't going out there to see them. They don't need me going out standing in that line and then they ain't getting nothing.
Well.
They got to run the diff over that end.
Over the whole thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ain't you? You label it off. All them lumps and bumps. Sweet, pull up.
Well. I guess so.
I'll look around for some potato grinder if I can find it. I might try to find some. I don't know whether I will or not.
Well, let me tell you, I can telephone around and see some of them.
Yeah.
I tell you what you need to do is just decide what you want to put in the rest of it.
You always seem to think it's too late to plant a peanut.
Huh?
You always seem to want to think it's too late to plant a peanut.
No, I didn't say anything about it.
You'd be taking plant about 2 sacks of peanuts in there, and that'll finish that place up there.
2 sacks?
Mm-hmm.
Just have it. What do you do with them?
Sell them. Sell them to the shed.
How many will 2 sacks make?
Sometimes they'll make 75 to 100 bushels or more.
Oh, you mean 2 sacks of shell peanuts, seed
mm-hmm.
peanuts.
Yeah, them little sacks, uh-huh. It's 50-pound bag.
50-pound bag?
Mm-hmm.
And they cost $40 a bag?
No, 20.
$20 a bag.
That's right.
Well, that won't plant 4 or 5 acres.
No, but you said put 3 potatoes in the pot or you can get the vine. But if you don't, Bobby, 3 sacks will plant the whole thing.
Up there?
Yeah, I bet you it will. Well, and have them thick.
Well, what kind you gonna put in?
Valanches.
That's them early ones.
That's right. They'll make 3 crops, make 2 crops a year.
But that's the boring kind.
That's right. Ain't no fat in any of them. You put a bunch of hog in there and it won't get fat. But that other one got a plenty of oil in it.
Do you know Mr. Palmer down here?
Oh, yeah. He got plenty of peanut seeds.
Well, ask him.
He the one I bought some okra seeds when him once planted 1 acre okra.
Yeah.
And me and my wife and two of my daughters and my cousin, we couldn't pick it. He sure couldn't.
Well.
That's Clemson's final.
He let you have some peanuts, John.
Yeah. No, he will. I'll go there and get them.
Well, you can't lose on them.
No, ain't no way to lose. Ain't no way to lose on them.
I think it'd be nice to have a few sweet potatoes, but you don't have to.
You're right.
That'd be nice.
Sure. And you got to have a roll, about 2 or 3 rolls of peas up so you can eat peas.
You can talk to Mr. Farmer on the telephone.
Yes.
Over here, over at your house, either one.
Yes, sir. I've been treating over there really mal. I got to go over there and see him anyway. I'll go over there and see him.
Well, why don't you go by there and see him now?
I'm going to carry his money when I go. I'm going to carry him his money when I go. See, I got a little check. I knew it's coming in the mail this morning. And when I cash that, I'll go pay him on my bill. See, I'm about to pay him out. I think I want $15.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't want you to pay him clear out.
Now, I know he don't, but I'm going to do it. And then get him dead again. Pay him out and get him dead again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I tell you what. Now, you got this stuff plowed. If you just leave it there and let it keep raining on it, it'll have to be plowed all over again.
Sure, right. You got to run the diff over it, though.
Sure.
Yeah, sir. I have to do that. Before them other things go to coming too bad.
Well?
Now, this is the month you're supposed to plant peanuts. And make a good big bush and everything.
Well, you better go by there and get them.
Yeah. Well, I'll go by and see sometime he run out, but he'll hardly ever run out of peanut seeds. He always keeps them. I'll call him over there then, if I don't go by there.
Well, just go by there. It ain't no distance down there and get them. Bring them back up here and we'll put them in tomorrow. I'll help you.
Yeah. It ain't no good time to put them in, no. You got to plant by the sign. If you don't, you and me. I ain't got my almanac here with me. I got one at home. I'll put it in the car.
Well, he can tell you when to put them in.
Yeah, but I don't go by everybody's sign, you know, on that. Because you know what? I done that one time and I didn't pick nothing.
Well.
You catch coming up to that full moon and planting who you want summer. You plant a few heels of peas 3 days before the full moon and see what to be a different in them, and you plant some other time and see.
Well.
3 days before that full moon. Or you either catch the time in the moon in the bay.
Yeah.
You heard about the moon in the bay. That's a good time.
Don't the moon hot?
In the bed. That's when it's taking the change to be another moon, young moon.
Yeah.
In the bed there, yeah.
Well, I tell you, I look at the moon, long in there, you know, when it's about full. I can't tell whether it's full or about to be full or was just full.
Yeah.
You see, so...
I got a book to tell you just what date and everything.
Well, I don't put much stock in these books.
Yeah.
I'd rather be able to look at it.
Yeah, right, though.
You'd rather go with the book?
Nah, I go by it pretty well. I'm pretty well hit, too.
You don't just look, you don't trust your judgment?
Now, if it's growing moon, I plant, that's the time you plant plenty of greens. You can grow good greens if you plant them on the growing moon.
Yeah.
They're going to grow a big, heavy leaf.
Yeah.
If you plant them on the west moon, it looks like it's going back instead of coming all the time.
Well, let me tell you, John, while you got this little time, you better get this going now. If you wait, you're going to be caught with something. You're going to get into something and put this off. You'll have to do it all over again.
Yeah. See, I got all that ground away on the broke up again. Ain't plant nothing there yet, neither.
Yeah.
I got to get all that planted. I've got it already ready.
Yeah.
And got this young near about ready, so I better get busy and get this young finished leveling it down and things.
Yes.
But I better call you later, you know, one day next week when I'm coming over here and label that thing.
One day next week?
Yeah.
Well, we could do it tomorrow.
I can't get it tomorrow.
Can't get it tomorrow?
No. You don't need me saying I will, but I won't.
Yeah.
It'll have to be next week, no. Well, I'm not going on then.
Okay.
And I'll call you.
Righto.
This is the end of the second session with John Turner. Now, this is on Friday, and the first part of this reel is Thursday night. Now, this is Friday noon. He's finished plowing. This Friday, the 1st of June, 73. This with Debbie. This Friday, the 1st of June, 73, with Debbie, towards the end of Channel 1 Over. Towards the end of Channel 1 Over.